Welcome to New Hope Ministries. New Hope Ministries is a part of New Hope Community Church in Mount Pleasant, Pennsylvania. Please visit our website at www.newhopecommunityfmchurch.org. Now here's Pastor Michael with this week's message for Biker Sunday, the blessing of the bikes, Allegiance. The title of the message today is Allegiance. Allegiance is loyalty or commitment of a subordinate to a superior or of an individual group or cause. We, of course, in life as Americans, pledge allegiance to our country, which we do as we stand and recite the Pledge of Allegiance because we love our country, either standing for that or standing for the national anthem, which we stand for in respect to our flag and to our country because of the men and women who gave their lives for our country. People pledge their allegiance to good and to bad causes as well. People pledge their allegiance to sororities and fraternities of colleges and universities. People also pledge their allegiance to protect and save life, as doctors or as nurses. Sadly, people pledge their allegiance to groups like ISIS. I've seen some amazing and heartbreaking displays of allegiance over the years, as an individual and as a pastor. Soldiers that have served during wartime. Men and women who have sworn allegiance to our country, and they have each other's backs in times of war and peace. Being in Washington, D.C. during the Rolling Thunder Motorcycle Rally, there are those who make an allegiance to show up annually and honor those who lost their lives for our country. Two soldiers from different wars, the same branch, meet and understand the allegiance they had active and now inactive and in civilian life. There is something through experience that bonds them that I could never understand. From what they encountered, but I can't see that bond of allegiance between soldiers because I have never been a soldier and I have never experienced war. But I am beginning to understand the allegiance of first responders more and more daily. When together, they bust on each other. They laugh together. They work together. They train together, and they enjoy life. They all show up at a call, and no matter what department they're from, they work together to accomplish a goal. That goal is most of the time to save lives and protect communities. When there is a call and they are available, everything gets set aside and they are off to save someone many times they don't even know or to help them with their property. That I hear them talk about each other in good ways and in bad ways. They are bluntly honest about each other and their departments, but when we come together at a scene, we fight the same fight. Then if a person that no one can stand is in a house, and they are down, people will go in no matter what feelings they may have for someone who is in that house or is from a department. Then there are bikers. They come together and have a common bond with one another. There are biker clubs that work together to raise money for charity and help others in need. I've seen bikers that were broken down and other bikers stopping to help them out. There is something that I can't understand with that. I don't own a motorcycle. I don't ride a motorcycle. But I see their allegiance among them. And then I've had some experiences with bikers who were friends of mine. We've hung out together. We've had great conversations. We even, before I was a Christian, I used to be a bouncer, and I used to bounce with bikers. And I always had their back, and they always had my back. And I always felt the bond of allegiance between us as friends. Proverbs 18:24 says, "One who has unreliable friends soon comes to ruin, but there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother. Good friends stick by each other at all times, and there are groups like the ones above that stick close. Proverbs 27:17 says, "As iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens another." So it's good to have honest friends who share truth with us. My best friend and I have a lot in common. We're both artists. We both enjoy the same culture. We're both Christians, and we both have studied together and discovered biblical truths together. But my best friend has also sat me down and gave me truths that I didn't desire to hear about myself at that time, and also vice versa. But we can do that because we're close enough to sharpen each other. Now there's one more form of allegiance I desire to share with you today. It's the greatest bond a created human can have with someone. It's an allegiance that is made and the most important bond in this physical life. It is a relationship that is aligned that has life and death consequences depending on one's decision. It is the allegiance an individual has with God. The allegiance starts with a simple request to accept what Jesus did for us. The Bible says we are separated from God and He desires to have a bond with us, but that bond is cut off from our sin. Our sin separates us from God and our allegiance to Him. Romans 3:23 says, "All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." Romans 3:10 says, "As it is written, there is no one good, no, not even one." And I see, as I look around, a lot of good people here, by my standards. But measured to God's holiness and perfection, we all fall short. We've all told lies. We've disobeyed our parents when we were little. Maybe we wanted stuff that didn't belong to us, and Jesus said if we hate someone that we've committed murder. That's 4 out of the 10 commandments right there. That's why God sent His Son to die for us, and at one point had to break the bond with Him so He could take the sins of the world upon Himself. It was extremely painful for Father and Son, but what was more painful was that we would be separated from Him forever if this was not accomplished. Romans 6:23 says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." And 2 Corinthians 5:21 says, "God made Him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in Him we might become the righteousness of God." So when we accept Jesus into our lives, then He dwells in us, His Spirit dwells in us, and when we die, we will all go to heaven and be with Him with an eternal bond, with an allegiance of one another forever. It's a free gift that we can't earn from God. We just need to accept it. Romans chapter 10, verses 9 through 10 says, "If you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you profess your faith and are saved." Because Romans 3:23 says again, "For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved." That's Romans 10:13. You can join in an allegiance with Jesus at any time in this life. We align our dead spirit with His, and we join in an adventure as we all ride along together. But then there is the cost of allegiance too. Soldiers declare allegiance to our country and its cause, and at times many do not return from war. First responders go into fires. Police get attacked by assailants. Even EMTs enter dangerous situations and at times lose their lives. Being a biker is not the safest or the easiest passion in life. It has many risks that I have seen friends experience horrible tragedy or terrible injury. And there is a cost for joining in an allegiance to Jesus as well. Luke 14:26 says, "If anyone comes to me and does not hate father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, yes, even their own life, such a person cannot be my disciple." Many people take this verse out of context due to the word hate, but when we read it in the original language, it does not mean go back and hate your family. What it's saying is this: when we start a relationship with Jesus Christ, and when we walk with Him, we're never to place anything above His love. That means we are not to love our parents, our spouses, our children, our grandchildren, our material items. We're not to love anything more than Jesus Christ. Our allegiance to Jesus should be above everything. For example, and this is a simple example for you to understand, I had a beautiful biker jacket that I bought. It cost me quite a bit of money, and I had to save up for it. One day, I was up at the ShopRite, and I was going shopping. And there was a gentleman there. He was working, and I walked by him, and he said, "Wow, that's a great jacket. I love that jacket. That's so cool. I hope that I can have a jacket one day like that." And then he showed me his jacket, and he showed me how he went to the nursing homes, and he would sing at the nursing home, and he would, you know, go and he would serve, and he's like, "This is my jacket. My jacket's cool, but my jacket is not as cool as your jacket. Your jacket is really neat. I love your jacket. That's cool." And I was like, "Thanks." And I walked away, and I got my food, and I left. And as I was walking to my car, the Lord spoke to me, and He said, "I want you to give Him your jacket." And like I said, I had saved up a lot of money for my jacket. I liked my jacket. And I was like, "Oh, I have to give my jacket away." So I said to the Lord, I was like, "Look, I'm going to walk my cart back," because sometimes we like to bargain with God. And I said, "I'll walk my cart back, and if this kid walks out, I will give him my jacket." And guess what happened? He walks out. I walk up to him, and I say, "Here, God wants you to have something." And I took off my jacket, and I gave it to him. He's like, "What do you mean?" I was like, "The Lord told me, God told me, because you are important to Him, because He loves you, He wants you to have this jacket, and He wants you to know that He loves you." He's like, "Really?" And I'm like, "Yeah, take my jacket. You can have it. And you can use it. And go and sing and do all the things that you do. And use my jacket for that." And he was so excited. And I was a little bit cold that day. And yes, I did get another jacket. But that's the example. What's more important to you? If God asks you to give something up, are you willing to do that? Luke 9:23 says, "Then he said to them all, 'Whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross daily and follow me.'" So not only do we have to love him more than everyone else and everything else, but we must do something even more difficult. We must love him more than we love ourselves. Like loving him more than family, my friends, my loved ones, my stuff. Well, that's hard to deny. But it's hard to deny my selfish nature, and that's a must. And that is extremely challenging. But when we accept Christ and have allegiance to Him, that means we begin to fall in love with Him, and we begin to do the things of Him. For example, getting up on a Sunday morning when we have off, we can sleep in, we can get work done, we can sit around and relax, but God created something called church, and He desires us to come together. It's a vital part of our allegiance to Him. Or even though we haven't read a book since high school, or we hate to read, or we would rather read some light stuff, or maybe we're a student and have a lot to read, God wrote us a love letter through the inspiration of His Spirit so we can learn more about Him. He desires us to fall in love with Him more, build our faith, learn more about how we're supposed to live as we are to read His Word, the Bible. Oh, and the most difficult one, because I sit down to do this, and I get tired all of a sudden. My mind wants to get occupied with stuff, with thoughts that I could be doing, or things that I'm setting aside that seem more important, or some other type of busyness, and we are told to build a relationship by talking to Him daily in prayer. Because selfishness wants to step in, and God does not become first, but many times will become fifth on the list, or even last at times. Because all of these allegiances come with a cost. I can relate to two of them, as I am not a biker, and I've never been in the military. But being a first responder is work. It is hard work at times. Building relationships is hard work too. Building a marriage and a family involves communicating at times when we don't desire to, sacrificing things we desire to do so we can do something our spouse or children want, like going to the movies to see a movie that I want to see, but wind up seeing Hannah Montana instead. Love is sacrifice. But then the sacrifices are well worth it. Because as a soldier, they get to save lives for a greater purpose. First responders protect, serve, and work hard for others who need to help them in times of distress. Bikers do charity work, drive long distances, sacrifice time away from other things that they could be doing. And Christianity involves sacrificing what we do at times to do what God wants us to do. But in all of these allegiances that we make, there is great fulfillment. Because after I pray, which was to spend time with God, I find myself joyful. After reading the Bible and studying God's Word, I discover a new facet of God I had never known before. And after Sunday morning and evening services, I come home fulfilled as I experience God's presence and fellowship with other believers. Building a relationship involves being selfless, time, patience, and dedication to it. Because being a Christian involves more than typing amen on a Facebook page. Any relationship involves time and dedication to the principles of that relationship. God teaches us a relationship with Him goes better when we spend time with Him, when we read His Word, and when we join together with other believers in corporate worship. Because I close with this today. Individually, if I miss a Sunday, if I don't get into His Word one day, if I miss talking to Him one day, honestly, my demeanor, the way my day flows, the way I handle stress, the way my life unfolds, all those factors I can honestly say are affected negatively when I don't spend time with God. And I'm just being honest. But I don't spend time with Him because I don't want to go to hell, or I want my life to be all hunky-dory, or I want something out of the relationship. I spend time with Him because He has been faithful to me. He has a deep love for me. He is worth doing those things for because I love Him. I love His people, and I love people who He hasn't saved yet. So that is what I'm saying today to you. We need to have an allegiance with Jesus Christ. We need to be walking with Jesus. Do you have an allegiance with Him? And like I said before, the word allegiance means that you are, he's the superior and you are not. So you're making a covenant and a promise with a God who is higher than you. You're choosing to follow him instead of following what you want. Because sometimes what we want, sadly, is not what he wants. And that is difficult. But then when we trust him, and when we love him, because I sacrifice a lot for people that I love. And sometimes I sacrifice a lot for people I don't even like. But I do it because I love God. And because I want to please him. Because I love him. And because I want people to see God. And I make mistakes in those areas. We all do. Because we're all selfish. We all want what we want, and we all say stupid things, and we all make mistakes. But the great part is we have a great God who loves us, who cares for us, and who wants to have an allegiance with us. And there will be times in this relationship where God will have you give up the biker jackets of your life for someone else. But I'm telling you this, it is so fulfilling. And God will take care of you. Like I said, I gave up my jacket, but God gave me another jacket. I've had several biker jackets over the years, and God has had me give many of them away. And that's okay. You know, because some things in life are more important. And like I said, I fail in those areas. I fail in my marriage. I don't always live selflessly for my wife and for my family. I don't always live selflessly for this church and for the people of this church. I don't sometimes live selflessly for the people that I'm friends with and live with and hang out with and I'm around all the time. I don't always do that. I want to. I really do. But thank the Lord that Jesus is awesome, that he cares for us, that he loves us, and that he wants us, no matter how crazy or how many mistakes that we've made or how much junk that we've caused. You can come to Christ today, whoever you are. Whatever you've done, whatever mistakes you've made, you can choose to ask him to come into your life today. You can ask his spirit to merge with your spirit. And that's the best part. We're the passive part of that. We ask, and the Bible says that he comes and he does the work. When you ask Jesus Christ to come into your heart, he comes in and he changes you. And he molds you. And the best part is he loves you no matter where you're at or what you're doing. He loves you no matter what dumb things you've done or what mistakes you've made. And even when you're a Christian, you're still going to do those things. You're still going to make mistakes. But then he'll convict you and then you can confess those things. And you can move on from those things. But I'll tell you, it's the greatest allegiance that you'll ever make. The allegiance of joining with God in this great life that he's given us. Let's pray. Father, I just thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to be aligned with you. I pray, Lord, that if there is somebody here today, someone who may be listening to my voice, that, Father, you would align with them and that you would open their hearts. That, Lord, you would give them every opportunity to have an allegiance with you, that they would join with you in a mighty way, and that you would take them on the adventure of a lifetime as they surrender to you. And Father, in that I give you all the praise. I give you all the glory. in Jesus' name. Amen. If you enjoyed this message today, then please visit our website at newhopecommunityfmchurch.org. Click on the social page and subscribe to this podcast. Or you can also connect with us socially in many different ways. Thank you very much and have an awesome day. And remember, there's always new hope in Jesus. God bless you.